It's Ed Kennedy. Too many students are defaulting on college loans. The question is, who's to blame? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, serious problems have surfaced in the federal program that guarantees loans made by banks to students who borrow money to finance their education. More and more students are defaulting on their loans, and the defaults are now costing the Treasury billions of dollars a year. You right-wingers are quick to blame the students and call them deadbeats, Al, but there's another side to the story. Many students are tricked into signing up for loans to pay for worthless training courses, especially by mail-order vocational schools. If students don't get trained, they can't get jobs, and they can't pay back their loans. The same combination of lax standards and loan guarantees produced the savings and loan scandal. Students, fleeced by fly-by-night profiteers, aren't deadbeats, Al. They're victims of education fraud. The best way to stop the defaults is to stop the frauds.
Of the $12 billion in loans doled out last year to 4 million students, $2.4 billion were defaulted on. Are you saying every penny of that was the result of correspondence school fraud? Come on. As for deciding who's to blame for student loan defaults, Secretary Cavazos testified this month that Congress has failed to approve 5 of the 8 proposals he made a year ago trying to curb student loan defaults, especially at trade schools. The legislation requested by the White House would ban sales commissions for student recruiters, require reasonable credit checks on older students, and give lenders the power to garnish wages. Ted is our chairman on the Senate committee that oversees all education. Why not work with this fine administration to solve this problem? It took 4 long years for Congress to get the funding to upgrade student loan computer operations and record keeping, the exact number of years that you've been Mr. Chairman. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on news that teenage pregnancy cost taxpayers $22 billion last year. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.